Every computer, smartphone, and tablet in the world has a major issue with security, and there's not a lot that can be done right now. And apparently, this has been going on since the 90s, and we didn't even know about it. Joining us to talk about what you can do to protect yourself, attorney and cybersecurity expert Sean Tuma with Schief and Stone. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Amy.
Wow. Why are we just finding out about this?
Well, you know, this is like Y2K without the warning. You know, we wake up on New Year's Eve 2018 thinking everything's fine, and next thing you know, this bombshell hits. But, you know, really what it is this was a design flaw that's been used in the architecture of these computer chips for two decades, and it wasn't until recently that a researcher discovered that there was a flaw in it and began alerting the manufacturers, and then it became public this week. And now, you know, everybody's scrambling trying to figure out what they need to do in order to protect themselves from this.
So this is like every computer chip in every type of computer?
That's right, Amy. This affects every computer chip from every manufacturer that we know of. And it applies to everything from government supercomputers to the computer you carry in your pocket, your cell phone, to, yes, even Apple Mac computers are impacted by this as well. Everything that has computer chips in it in that way is impacted by this. And the problem is, you know, obviously we don't have much time. And this is not this is different from this is a vulnerability. It's not a failure, okay? So this isn't going to cause the device to fail or to have some crazy glitch like we thought of with Y2K. What it does is it creates a vulnerability that allows hackers to get into the computer's most sensitive information, such as your passwords and your encryption keys. But it takes the hackers a little bit of time to learn how to exploit that vulnerability. And so since it just became known really on Wednesday of this week in the public, we have some time to try to mitigate this. And what the computer companies are doing is they're writing software patches that they'll issue. You know, the security updates that we get that we always get so irritated about having to install? That's what those things are. They're the patches to protect against this. And so as we're sitting here talking, they're, you know, furiously writing these things out. And they'll be pushing them out to people, you know, governments, industry, you name it. And we need to install those patches as quickly as we can get them. And that'll give us the protection against what we believe are the bigger problems with the meltdown and the Spectre flaws. But the problem with that is it's going to cause a decrease in the performance of your computer by about 20 to 30%. So we're going to have to sacrifice our computing performance for our security.
Well, I guess it's worth it to be secure. So what do we do in the meantime? Because I guess we're not secure and we could be subject to hacking.
Well, that's right. And so we need to be very vigilant about what sites we're going to, about where we're downloading information from. We need to make sure we use good, reputable antivirus software. A lot of these antivirus software companies are updating their products right now. And most importantly, look, these patches are going to be coming out. Some already have. Some are going to be coming out in the next day, the next couple of days. As soon as people get an alert that they have a software update, whether it's a PC, whether it's an iPhone, whether it's a Mac, whatever, they need to stop what they're doing, install these updates, get them on their system, and that's really the best thing they're going to be able to do.
Now, I'm guessing, and what little bit I've read about this, and without getting wonky about what the problem is and what the solution is, as you just pointed out, it's going to reduce our computer efficiency or speed by 20 or 30%. I would guess that most people are not going to notice that this would only become an issue for major businesses that utilize a lot of computer power.
Dave, I think that's probably true. I don't think most of us are going to notice this on an individual level. But when we look at the fact that we're talking about a global problem and we're talking about a 20 to 30% reduction of computing power, computing efficiency, that's going to have an impact globally as well. So individuals, we probably won't notice it as maybe as much unless we're like really maxing out our computers, and most of us don't. But on a global scale, we're going to definitely feel it. And the only way to fix it without having that 20-30% loss is to do a hardware replacement. So they're having to redesign the chips, and then they're going to have to redeploy these computer chips and basically upgrade the computers. Now, I can't even imagine the cost of a global upgrade of computer chips in order to not have that kind of power loss. So we're going to feel it one way or another.
I smell class action lawsuit. In fact, I see the attorneys filing it as we speak.
I'm not going to speculate on that part, Amy. No, I'm sure there will be lawsuits filed. Who knows how they'll go, but people are always filing lawsuits over anything when you see these kind of losses and damages coming about. The problem is, how do we fix it? And that's where, we've got to do our part individually. And that's the one thing, the WannaCry cyber attack that hit last May, that was a result of people not updating their patches for old, outdated Microsoft software for Windows XP. In this case, we're talking about all computers across the globe need to be updated. So if people don't do their part in upgrading their computers and in installing these patches, we could see a global cybersecurity attack in the next month or so that makes WannaCry look like, just a tiny blip on the radar.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. There's attorney and cybersecurity expert Sean Tuma with Schieff & Stone.